Even as Britain scales back its mission in Iraq, it seems to be getting in deeper when it comes to relations with Russia. The two countries aren't getting along too well these days. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore explains.
Nothing better illustrates the slide of Russia towards authoritarian rule than the little Cold War that's erupted between the Putin Kremlin and Great Britain. The British Council is a non-governmental organization devoted to spreading British culture around the world. For years, it has operated two centers in Russia. They give English lessons, they stage Shakespearean plays, that sort of thing. Now the Russian government has ordered the British Council centers closed down. Why? A Russian spokesman says, because the council has no diplomatic standing. And, oh yes, because the British government has undertaken some actions damaging to our relations. What does that mean? Well, for months, the British government has been pressing for the extradition of Andrei Lugovoy, the prime suspect in the radiation death in London of Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko was a former KGB agent turned into an anti-Putin dissenter. Russia refused to make Lugovoy available, and to show where matters stood, Lugovoy was designated for a seat in the Duma, the Russian parliament, after the recent election. The British responded by ordering the expulsion of four Russian diplomats from the London embassy. But wait, it goes on. Lugovoy says the British cultural centers are a cover for espionage, which the council denies. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the attempt to close the British centers is totally unacceptable, and he demands that the Russian government reverse itself. The Kremlin replies, this can only make the situation worse, and the British Council has so far refused to close down. When I reported from the Soviet Union more than a half century ago, this kind of tit-for-tat reprisal was a common occurrence. One would have thought that in a democratic Russia, that kind of thing wouldn't be happening. Something about this brings back the old, old times in the old Soviet days. This is Daniel Shore.
You're listening to NPR News.